Shalom, we're continuing our Shmira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by putting ourselves in Hashem's hands. Yishuv B'Seisa Elyon. The way we put ourselves in Hashem's hands is by paying attention to how much we are in Hashem's hands. How much in every second of our lives, our life is dependent on the life that's given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shmira that Hashem protects us from all the natural dangers that are around us, whether it be different bacteria, viruses, and diseases, or whether it be enemies, and we're not even aware of so many things that are planned against us. And we see from the past, Hashem has watched over us from generation to generation. The second part is recognition that we have a way to strengthen our protection and our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the truth of His Torah, through the learning of His Torah, the Kiyum HaMitzvahs. The more we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah Mitzvahs, the more we have a protection from Hashem. In Pasuk Tes, the way Chazal translate the Pasuk is, Ki Ato, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling this person, you, if you reach the point through your hizbonus, through your paying attention to how much Hashem is always protecting you on all circumstances, then you say, Hashem Machzi. I really feel that Hashem, the Ov HaRachamon, the merciful God, merciful Father in heaven, is the one who's protecting me constantly. That's what we have to get to the point that we're feeling. We are constantly surrounded by the Hashem, Hoyo, Hoy Viviyeh. He created us and sustains us and will keep us going throughout history. And we see that from, like we said, the Jewish history. By natural means, Judaism should have faded from history 20 or maybe 100 times over the last few thousand years. Whether it be nations that tried to physically destroy us or different beliefs and religions that came up. It grasped everybody around us except for us. He keeps us going. And how does He keep us going? By the fact that we recognize it and we feel Hashem Machzi. We know that at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, it says that the Kruvim, which is a sign of the Keshem between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the two Kruvim were hugging one another, which shows Hashem hugging us. His tremendous love towards us. The time of Churban, the biggest Chayroin Av that was in history, destruction of the entire Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael, the entire Hashras Shechina and Eretz Yisrael, everything we had, nothing left for going into exile at that point of time. Hashem, Ov HaRachmim, He did it. Kilo Chamosoi, Eleitzim Vavonim. He let out His wrath on the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. He lowered the level of Hashras Shechina, so we should be able to continue on the higher level of Shuras Hashchina. If we didn't take advantage of it, we were deserving of destruction. So Hashem lowered it. All the physical tzars that came out of it, and even the spiritual tzars that came out of it, were necessary for the survival of Klal Yisrael. Every din, every tzar, every tzara that a person goes through in life, and Klal Yisrael goes through, the source of it is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem Machzi. Hashem is protecting us because He wants us to be eternal. And that's the way the person says, Hashem Machzi, then Elyon Samta Moinecha. By saying that statement, believing that statement, living that statement, you have put yourself in a high place, a lofty place with Hashem. Elyon Samta Moinecha is going on the person. The person is putting himself in an exalted, lofty, protected place by saying Hashem Machzi. And once he does that, then Lo Sunei Lecha Ro, Negel Yikubo Lecha, nothing's going to come close to you because you're above that. Not people that are trying to harm you, not natural dangers. Ki malochav yisav loch nishmoch b'chol drochecho. The malochim, who are these malochim? Where they come from? The malochim come from the mitzvahs. Every mitzvah we do, every Torah we learn, every feeling of bitochon creates more and more protecting malochim. And memela akapayim seuncho, they will carry you in their own hands. Pentigo ben ralecho, asharim fes and tindro timos chivasanin. You'll be able to trample trample on top of the most dangerous things in the world, because you're above that. You're living in a supernatural domain on this world. You know, we should be zeicha to strengthen that feeling, being mizboinen, how much Hashem is Hashem marzi, yudke vavke, midas harachmim, hoyu hoyu v'yeh, is my protection, and by doing so, we're uplifting ourselves above all the dangers of this world, protecting ourselves and protecting Klal Yisrael. We should be zeicha to see Yeshua's b'mheirav yimeinu, to see the revelation of the complete midas harachmim, no more dinim for Klal Yisrael.